So Beast Gang 601 is Mortal Kombat. Welcome to the Beast Gang podcast. And this is a reimagining of the current Mortal Kombat universe, which is probably after MK9. Video game curse continues with this movie. Matt, how do you feel about Mortal Kombat 2021? HBO Max.
HBO Max.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
Bring the universe back to the masses. How many years has it been since the last one came out? 95, 96?
I think
97.
Yeah, Annihilation was 97.
So. And then I guess with CGI coming around a lot better than it was back then, I was like, okay. Because even like looking at the trailers, it seems like it's okay. I will say Kano stole the show. If it wasn't for Kano, this movie, I'd be so done. I'd be like, nah, I'm not feeling this. But Kano for me was a scene stealer. I really enjoyed his interaction, not only with the good guys, but with the bad guys as well. The one thing I did not like about this particular movie is that the new character that they introduced,
Cole Young.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling him that much. It seemed like all the multiple characters that they have in this very, very deep universe that they chose to create a character to propel the story forward. Someone who none of us have any kind of connection with outside of him being related to Scorpion. I wasn't connected to the characters as I would other characters. So that for me was a turnoff.
And I would also just add, I don't think the actor was that successful in that role.
Oh, no, he couldn't act for shit. And he was not that good of a martial artist. I mean,
no, he was horrible. I was just,
play Sonya Blade. I think she was a little bit better than him. And that was not cool.
Yeah. But I think so too. I'm just like, why is he on this? What's the point? Propelling this story forward, and he's very unsuccessful. His actual powers was having that Black Panther type suit. Really?
The man with the iron fist suit.
Yeah, essentially that's what it is. Really? You have all that, but you couldn't cover your head?
Titan,
and then you fought Goro, and that was Goro, correct?
It was.
Yeah, it was.
That was Goro.
And I'm like, Goro would have fucked you up. Goro tears arms off. And I'm like, Goro had you by the neck or whatever he had you by, and he didn't think at that point to just tear him up outside of just throwing him around and punch him. Goro don't fight like that. Goro grabs you and slams you on the ground multiple times. He jumps in the air. He steps on you. I mean, you're done. So I don't think that was an accurate portrayal of how vicious that he could be.
Oh, he's a legit actor, too.
Yeah, he played Shatterstar in Deadpool, too.
Dude, he's got a ton. Yeah, he's got a ton of acting credits here. He's in Into the Badlands.
That everybody says should have been Iron Fist.
Oh.
Fighting on the rooftop, that's him.
Yeah.
I'm still not keen on him in this particular role. Honestly, they could have written him to be an actual character from the Mortal Kombat universe, so I wasn't really too keen on that at all. If it wasn't for Kano, this movie would have been donezo for me. Kind of my take. And it's funny because they don't go into the whole tournament. I would have been better off if they used one of the other characters to move the story forward rather than somebody that we're still trying to get to know. So,
agreed.
Action scenes were pretty nice, although it just kind of seems that they're just going to do these one-on-ones and one-on-ones, and I'm just like, okay, all right, that's fine. Although I don't really agree with Kung Lao being out first half hour. He was a badass in the video game, so why is he not there?
Well, there's multiple Kung Laos. I guess that's the only explanation.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a reincarnation of, like, but I don't know.
No,
well, it's just a long line of Kung Lao.
I'll wait to my part.
Wait a minute, James.
So, let's just go to James. James, how did you feel about Mortal Kombat 2021?
I'm going to go off the pros and the cons.
He brought in a gravitas with that.
All right, so the cons first. Fuck Cole Young.
Yes.
I did not care about him whatsoever.
Correct.
He was not needed at all.
Correct.
I don't understand why he was there, but people are trying to say that he was there for the person that doesn't know anything about Mortal Kombat, and he's a character that they could relate to. Okay, I get that, but the actor was a horrible actor, for one. I didn't really care about him. And they put him in such a pivotal role in this movie that I was just like, no.
He couldn't carry the role. He couldn't do it.
He could not. He was not capable of carrying the load of Mortal Kombat. That was a character that if they were going to introduce a new character, he should have been a side character. He should not have been the lead. That was a big con for me. My other con was because I am a fan of Kung Lao. Kung Lao was my go-to character when I played the game. I did not like how they did Kung Lao. Kung Lao was a beast. He was fighting pretty damn well. He showed up and he was the shit. I get it. But why'd you have to kill him? I knew deep in my heart of hearts, when I was looking at the cast of who was going to be there, I was like, okay, Jax is there. Sonya's there. Liu Kang is there. Scorpion is there. And this Cole Young character that is the lead is there. And then Kung Lao. I'm like, they're going to kill Kung Lao off.
He's always been killed off.
He hasn't, but he was just the father. I didn't appreciate that as a Kung Lao fan. In my opinion, outside of Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting, he had the best fight sequences throughout.
I don't think any of the fight sequences, aside from the opening one,
so
I don't think any of them were very good.
I thought they were pretty good. I didn't think they were like top tier raid level type.
Well, the editing for some of those were punch, punch, cut. I don't like that. And you're dealing with a whole bunch of stunt performers or people that do martial arts. So they should be having longer takes.
Right. My other con was how they focused on Sonya not having a mark. Okay, we get it. She doesn't have a fucking mark. They mentioned at least about 30 times. But she's not worthy. She doesn't have a mark. Oh, I'm not going to kill you. You're not the blood of champion. Your death would be a waste of time or some shit like that. I'm like, okay, we get it. She doesn't have a fucking mark. She doesn't have a mark. And they tried to tie her into with Cole. Cole was like the so-called chosen one. But he didn't know he was the chosen one, right? Sonya wanted to be with the guys or with the clique or whatever you want to call them. But she wasn't part of the cool kids club because she didn't have a fucking mark. And I'm not even a Sonya fan. But to me, it's just like, damn, man. Okay, we get it. That just seemed like that was too forced. That was too forced. And those are my cons. Now, for the pros, I personally like this movie as a guilty pleasure. It's not like, oh my God, I must watch this movie every day. No, it's not one of those. It's not me watching Justice League for like the 30th time. No, it's not that. Will I watch it again? Yes, because I actually enjoyed it. I took it for what it was. It's a popcorn movie. I didn't expect too much, but I just wanted to see a Mortal Kombat with fatalities. I'm going to go through each character. Cole Young already said that he was worthless. He was not needed. Liu Kang, the guy that played with Liu Kang, he actually did an okay job. He played the more so monk Liu Kang.
He just had poorly written character. That's
right. Right. But he played the monk Liu Kang. I liked Kung Lao because Kung Lao had a sense of arrogance about him. And he was an asshole, and that's how the character is, especially in the new reboot of the video game. Sub-Zero was probably a beast. He was a beast. I liked Sub-Zero. And, of course, I love Scorpion because that's my character as well. Even though he didn't have that much screen time, but I understood why he didn't have that much screen time because of how they linked him with Cole, which to me is bullshit.
Trash.
Yeah, and Sonya, she was just there. I didn't like how she was written, though. And Jax, I like Jax. Did a better job than what I expected him to do. And for the last, but definitely not least, motherfucking Kano. Kano was the fucking movie. That was a spot-on impersonation of Kano, or the new Kano. He was an asshole, but he was a likable asshole. And he was funny. He had these good one-liners that worked out, and the actor did such a great job with him. Now, for the other characters, Reptile, he was a throwaway. Reiko, he didn't say anything, but so he was a throwaway. Enjoy the movie. I didn't expect too much, but the fights were okay. I liked them. I thought they could have been better. I understand what Barry's saying about the cuts, but I could tell that these people were martial artists just because of how they were fighting, but the cuts did take away from some of it. But I'm not going to lie, I did fanboy out a little bit when Kung Lao did a rolling punches because that was his shit. That was my shit. And when he did his entrance, that was tight. Fanboying right now. I'm Kung Lao fanboy, but outside of that.
No, that entrance was.
It was an okay movie. But I watched it again. Yeah. Shit. I watched the old Mortal Kombat again. I will not. And I mean will not watch Annihilation unless I am drunk.
I need to watch it just to remember myself about it.
It's been a while since. Yeah, but James's hands are registered deadly weapons.
Oh, shit.
Just want to let you know that, everybody.
Shit, Mike is more dangerous than me. What you talking about? If that's the case.
James calls from a long line of warriors.
Yeah, and I got a dragon mark on my back.
Oh, you see wearing college dragon shirts.
Yeah.
Dragon and skull shirts.
That was sending a message.
But, Big Mike, how'd you feel about Mortal Kombat?
So, I watched that first 7 minutes. I was on board. I was really looking forward to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Rewound it back, watched 7 minutes again. The damn, we working with something. That's going to be good. And now I'm just like, it's all right, but too much shit that bothers me about this movie the more I think about it.
Uh-huh.
One, it pissed me off that you literally talked about a tournament the whole film and we fucking had no tournament. The whole purpose of the game. How do you not do that? More than that, Cole, why the fuck is this dude in the movie? Is this dude a character in the game that I just don't remember? Or is it somebody that got added in later?
He's a combat kid from MK, it was like MK9 or MK10. No, it was MK9, it was a combat kid. So go ahead.
His character just to me serves no purpose. Like even the whole, he's part of the whole ancestry of Scorpion. I thought when they hid the baby, it was some way tying to that, not just Raven took the baby and so the line continued sort of thing. I think that whole thing was stupid. The fact that you took Goro and fucking killed him already. Why? What the fuck? He's one of the most important characters in the game. Why in the hell is he dead already? Why did he get killed by Cole, of all people? Makes zero sense.
It seemed like Raiden should have killed him.
Somebody other than Cole. You could have gave me Sonya Blade killing him, and I'd have bought that more than Cole. One thing after another was just like, why? At one point, I wasn't even watching the movie no more. I was bored out of my damn head. Because, again, they were just practicing, trying to get their skills up. Yes. Literally no tournament at all. I'm just like, what? And then there were people talking before about, oh, the fatalities are so gruesome, this, that, whatever. No, they weren't.
Oh, what'd you say, Mike? What'd you say?
They were, the fatalities like, being gruesome.
Yeah, they kept talking about the fatalities were so gruesome, and
I almost could have been a lot worse.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Fatalities are not that bad at all.
I mean, a John Wick movie has better fatalities.
Pretty much.
I mean, the worst one, maybe gruesome, maybe Kung Lao saw in what's called in half. And even then,
let's try out the video game, but
like, oh, and then the like the quippy one-liners, like.
Yeah, I was gonna say
for Kung Lao, like
yeah, oh, what the no. Like they still had the corny moments where it was like
yeah,
why?
Mike picked up on it during the trailers. I think Sub Zero said his name. It's like I am Sub Zero. It's like yeah, that seems a little off, but yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. Movie's gonna work. How can it not? The cinematic movies in game clips from the most recent game. When you string all those together, it is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is insane. Look, yeah, give me some of that live action. Yes, I'm on board. Finish, Mike.
Y'all tried, but you should succeed, right? This isn't 95 anymore. It's not 97.
But Mike,
it's 2021.
It is your infamous foil called Warner Brothers.
To me, it's a big miss, and the fact that they already talking about, oh, we're definitely doing a sequel. I'm sitting here going, why? Like, you couldn't even get the first one right. I'm sorry. All I could do is laugh at this point because I had high hopes. And I told you, Barry, all I wanted was some damn good fatalities and some good fight scenes. And the movie would have been good with me. I was straight. And then I felt like I didn't even get that. I'm just like, for what? Why does this thing exist? Would I watch it again? Maybe and fast forward to the scenes that I want to see. But that's it.
All right. I don't know what else to say about it. Keith.
I got a little sleepy. Got a headache after that part when Kung Lao goes, flawless victory. And I'm just like, oh, God, have mercy. Why? My problem starts from the beginning. The first 7 minutes. This is good.
It sets a very good tone.
Like the first 10 minutes, and then Raiden pops in, grabs the baby. And I'm like, okay, that's it. Cole is apparently descendant of Scorpion. There it is. You know, something cool can happen with that. Then we get with Sub-Zero running around. We get a little bit with Jax. He pops up and they're talking like, you're marked for the tournament. I'm like, okay. I understand that. Like, Mortal Kombat is very story-driven. I mean, even for a fighting game, it was a very story-driven fighting game. And they're establishing the lore. Okay. I'll go the same route James did. I'll give you my likes and dislikes. But I'll start with the likes. I liked that a lot of the characters, for the most part, worked. I like the fact that the actors actually put in the work for some of their fight scenes. The guy who played Jax, McCad Brooks, I think.
That's his name. Yeah, he was on Supergirl, but yeah.
He ate his protein and swole up a little bit for that role, even though he got his arms blown off. He did a decent job. He did a pretty good job as Jax. I like Kano, I like Jax. For the most part, I liked everybody. I thought Kung Lao was just like...
That line pissed me off, but outside
the actors could move and could fight, and this is a big ass intro. I think the biggest thing about this, and I'm going to say this first, is that this movie is what X-Men, the first X-Men movie, was to the comic book films of the day. They were afraid to go all in on some of the stuff that went down that happens in Mortal Kombat, so they kind of try to make it as palatable as possible.
They made a teaser, basically.
Exactly. So this is basically one big-ass introduction. This one big old intro origin story. Went with the lore, and for the most part, the lore was there, but they deviated too much from my taste. That's more of a con than anything else. I like Kano. He was good. Like his attitude. Like the way he paired it off. Sonya Blade worked. The actors who played Sonya Blade worked. They're not Oscar-caliber actors, so their delivery of a lot of the lines was a little stale and wooden. But they were nowhere near as wooden as that damn Cole Young actor. I mean, I don't know what the hell. That dude's been in a lot of stuff, so I don't know why he was this bad. Wow. The big problem is, like, I think director and the writer, they didn't use the material that they had to their full advantage. They didn't have to pull in as many characters that they had to do. They should have just made it smaller, had this thing of the build-up to get to the tournament, and then had the subsequent movies be the actual tournament itself, and not so much this whole cat and mouse, whatever the heck they were doing. Khan's damn story was just boring as hell.
Yeah.
Hokey as shit. They get to Raiden's temple and they're training in the temple and talking about Arcana and stuff and about how you need this magical mark to get anywhere in order to be in the tournament and to unlock your powers. It sounds like bullshit to me. It's more of a... It wasn't necessary.
Explain their powers, basically.
Exactly. And it wasn't necessary. The original movie, Mortal Kombat, was just basically mortals who fought for the Earthrealm. And they, even though they fought against some outrageous and outlandish shit, they were still able to overcome it. So I don't understand what the big problem is. I thought a lot of the fight scenes were not as good as they could have been. The director who was directing this film and the fight choreography, they honestly should have taken a page out of Zack Snyder's.
I just want to bring up is that the director has only done one other thing before Mortal Kombat. The director is Simon McCord. So whoever friend he is to somebody at Warner Brothers, you need to fire him.
I'm gonna tell you right now, the fight scene in Batman v Superman, that fight scene with Batman in the warehouse,
Yeah I
was expecting fatalities like that, smashing people through brick walls. I'm looking for stuff like that. I wasn't getting it. It just wasn't coming out that way. So I think it was over reliance on special effects. Would we really want to see people getting their ass whipped? I understand what they were trying to do, but my understanding of what they were trying to do, I'm just going to say it was poorly executed. I don't know what they're going to do with that second movie. They need to get a whole new director. And they need to get some serious fight choreographers in there. They need to go back and talk to Ed Boon and go, hey, buddy, can you help us out with this new script?
Yeah, the in-game cinematics from the past 2-3 games that have been good. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with the Injustice games, that you have a ready-to-go story, two of them. And you did nothing. You did nothing. So let me just go into my comment. And I'm just going to start off with this. Did they intentionally try to make this as campy as the 1995 movie? That begs the question, because it seems like they were trying. I think they need to realize video game movies have come a long way from 1995. They don't. Not really. That Sonic movie is good.
That's one movie.
I understand that, but I think the problem is Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers has very little clue how to effectively use their property. As Mike says, you have Superman, you have Batman, you have Wonder Woman, and you use them very ineffectually. And with this, this is probably the second most popular fighting game aside from Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. This movie is that level of that Street Fighter movie.
Oh, shit. It is. I don't know, man. That's rough.
You have Mortal Kombat. I'm 100% on board with fighting games. In general, I play everything Granblue Fantasy versus Dragon Ball Z. I go back. I play Street Fighter Alpha. Like, you have destroyed Mortal Kombat for me. The only thing that saves Mortal Kombat in general is what they have done with the more recent games. Because you had those ones kind of in the middle before MK9 that they were a little bad. So everything from MK4 on up to MK9, not very good. Did they try to remake the 1995 campiness? That does not work. Movies have come a long way, and video game movies need to come a little bit further. They could have done so much with this, but one, you screwed up with the Cole Young character because, well, we have to have an audience analog. He needs to be asking questions that the audience also need answered. That's the reason why Cole Young exists in this. Uh-huh. There's no other reason. You have Scorpion, you have Sub-Zero. They are icons of video game history.
Yep.
Also, Liu Kang and Sonya. All the main characters are icons in video game history, whether it be MK1, MK2. Doesn't matter. But you use them so ineffectually. For what reason, I don't know. At some point, this movie was going to come out in the movie theater. And
you know, it's out in the movie theaters.
I understand. I'm talking about pre-coronavirus, not sharing HBO Max and theater. This was 100% coming out in theaters only. On a Friday night, hundreds of people are packing into a theater to see this garbage. And I would have walked out.
Damn!
I would have walked out. It took me two sittings to watch this. So I watched part of it. I guess that would have been Thursday night. And then the other half in the morning. I think I fell asleep when they introduced Liu Kang's character. So I'm like, oh, all right, well, maybe it's better. It wasn't that terrible of a movie. The first 7 minutes, that Scorpion sequence, Scorpion, Bi-Han, Sub-Zero sequence, yeah. The Hunger God, Deku Mas, I understood everything they were saying.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that worked. If that was the whole movie, that Scorpion's looking to get revenge. He's going John Wick style through NetherRealm, like whatever
the NetherRealm.
Throughout centuries, looking for Sub-Zero. That 100% works for me. That's what the movie should have been. But no, you get this ensemble cast, and they're trying to do this whole Marvelization of Mortal Kombat, and it does not work. Again, you have iconic characters, and you do nothing with them. And then the dialogue is bad. Dialogue is TV level, I guess CW level dialogue. Also Warner Brothers.
I'm remembering the first movie. That was a perfect setup.
Yeah, they made this whole big deal about the cast, big deal about us taking this seriously, and this is going to be, again, Mike said about the fatalities, and it's going to be so gory, and there's things we couldn't show, and things we couldn't put in. No, this isn't the case of release the Snyder Cut. I'm not asking for a release the McCoy cut. Fire him. Fire him. Fire everybody that worked on this and redo this movie the way that it needs to be done. Like, this movie does not exist to me. I did not watch Mortal Kombat. That web series Michael Jai White was in a couple years back is better than this. That TV series, it was like the late 90s.
I remember that. It was back in the 90s.
Like, you can still watch it in certain instances. It's better than this. And they took that seriously. How you wound up with this movie, with this dialogue, the only things that saved this movie, the person that plays Sonya, because she was actually pretty good, and she's an established actor. And then Hiroyuki Sanada, who plays Scorpion, maybe the person that plays Kano. I mean, I was kind of tired of his stick. Other than that, like, everybody else, you don't need to be in this movie. There's nothing to really be impressed about with this movie. There's nothing. It's not good. It's not a good movie. I would just like to forget about this movie. Let's just wrap this up. I'm tired of talking about this movie. All right, Matt, what score would you give this movie?
I give it a 6 out of 10. Introduction of a character that nobody was familiar with, given the multitude of characters that they have that could have propelled the storyline together, made it more interesting. They missed the mark badly. So it was a fun thing to watch on a Saturday afternoon for me, but I probably won't watch it again. Hopefully, when they actually go through the tournament, they actually take the feedback from this movie and make this something of a Mortal Kombat universe. It can entertain us for years to come, rather than waiting another 20 years to reboot.
All right, James.
I give it a 6 as well. I agree with you. The dialogue was just horrendous at times. We know this is Mortal Kombat. No, this reminds me a little bit of House of the Dead. And with House of the Dead, Barry, you and I talked about this before. Time you have to like throw in something from the video game into a video game movie, it just seems so fucking corny, so cheesy.
Flawless Victory.
Now, they did that in 1995 with Mortal Kombat, but it worked for that. It worked. It just seemed like this was just so forced. My boy Kung Lao, man, he didn't have to say Flawless Victory. He didn't have to say that. All he had to do was just get the fatality, do his little pose, and dip. And then when Liu Kang killed Cabal, right? He killed Cabal. You saw the death sequence of him being burned and all that. He didn't have to say, fatality for Kung Lao. What the fuck? Just shut the fuck up. Just watch his body burn and move about your business. He did not have to say that. It was so unnecessary. I hate when they do that. I hate when they do that. So the dialogue was a big problem for me. I like the fight sequences, but I agree with Barry was saying there was a lot of cuts in it. But you could tell these people have some martial arts background. The actors did a pretty okay job with the material they had. There was only one actor that I was like, dude, just, I don't care. Can someone kill him? And that was Cole. Everyone else, I was like, ah, okay. And that's because I know these other characters. I don't know Cole. And then he didn't do anything to get me invested in him at all.
And then the focus of the whole movie on him and his family. It's a mistake.
Right. Right. So I didn't really give a shit about him. Failed on that aspect. The whole aspect of that character was to get people that didn't know about Mortal Kombat to get invested. And as a person that knows a lot about Mortal Kombat, I just didn't really care for him. I just keep the characters that we know. I mean, you didn't have to add anyone. This could have just, like you said, just been Scorpion could have been on a vengeance tour. It correlated with Shang Tsung trying to take out the Earth World champions. You know what I'm saying? Cole did not have to be in this at all. At all. If he was not in this movie, it would have been a lot better. A lot better. And change the script up a little bit. It would have been fine. It would have been fine. I am curious to see what they're going to do because I'm quite sure this has already been greenlit for a sequel. We already know they're going to pick up Johnny Cage, which I think The Miz is campaigning for that, which I actually think that he would be good Johnny Cage. But I give it a 6. Like I said, I'll watch this again as a guilty pleasure movie. It's not something that, like, I'll just watch it like, hey, comments on, let me fast forward to the scenes I like. Fast forward to this scene. But to watch the whole thing in its entirety, I probably would not do unless I'm just doing something to waste time.
All right. So, Mike.
So, when I finished watching it, at first I had it like a 5. And then I started thinking about all the stuff that started pissing me off about it. So, I got like a 2, 2.5. That's even being generous, I think. I think about it more and more, and I'm just thoroughly disappointed. It could have been so much more. It could have been better. And it kind of just goes back to Warner Brothers. Who the fuck do you have in this world making these decisions? How do you continue to make stuff this horribly? It doesn't make any sense. And part of me wants to be on board with the sequel, that maybe they'll right the ship a little bit and they'll fix it. But like Jay said, The Miz is campaigning for Johnny Cage, which he's correct. To me, he actually does fit that character very well. But now you have Warner Brothers already kind of coming out and saying they want an A-list Hollywood actor to play Johnny Cage. And I'm going,
like, who?
Who the hell are you going to get?
Who the hell's going to play that?
And the fans named Chris Pratt and Ryan Reynolds. No. Hell no. So, that already has me on the fence of this is not going to be good either.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt or Ryan Reynolds, what the hell?
For that time period, how revolutionary the game was. And like I said, you took one of the best characters in Goro and you've killed him already. You could have utilized him so much more, not only in this movie, but even down the line. Nonsense made up character Cole, kill him off. Like, these things make no sense to me. You didn't even have Shao Kahn. You had plenty of Sub-Zero, but you only had Scorpion for basically two scenes. And only one scene where he's in character with the ninja outfit on.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a real ninja outfit. He's basically wearing plate armor on and shit. It was like, yeah.
And the only reason why he can fight is because Cole used his spear and unlocked his spirit. Yeah, stop over.
He was like, thank you.
Thank you for calling me to me, my descendant. What the hell's going on?
These things are unnecessary. You could have just made the movie what it is based on what the video game is. And it would have worked. It would have been perfectly fine.
I will say this, that the trigger warning for Keith is J.J. Abrams. The trigger warning for Mike is Warner Brothers.
It really is. Because, like, and I should have known better. I'm trying to have these high hopes that at some point they're going to get something right. And then I just keep getting disappointed.
You know, they released Justice League. That's about it.
But even then, right, it's a disappointment because they're not even going to continue that. All I can do is laugh at this point. Just keep reiterating the fact that give it up, Warner Brothers. You're not going to catch Marvel. So stop with these dumbass movies. Make a good fucking movie. It's not hard. I've told you a million times. The Beast Gang will do it. And it'll work. You can hire us. We can save the day because you need help.
All right, Keith.
Oh, I'm just going to keep this short. You all know me. I give a movie a fair shake. I'm just going to give this one a fair shake, too. For what it is, I'm going to give this thing a straight four.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the special effects are pretty. I enjoyed Hiroyuki Sanada. Like, he was a good guy. Generally like his work. I enjoyed Kano. I like Sonya Blade. A few things I like that showed promise, but this felt like that first X-Men movie where it was
all... I would say it kind of feels like Dark Phoenix to me.
Well, I say it feels like the X-Men movie to me is that you got hints of what it could be. However, what it could be based on this is not going to be good. It's at the bottom. It's got nowhere else to go but up at this point. They change up the entire the director and the producer and the writer and the fight choreography and the stunt choreographer. I maybe get excited for this again. But as it stands, I got no interest in seeing what the Mortal Kombat 2 is going to look like. Completely missed the mark, I think. I think they tried to make it lighthearted, witty, and it ended up being corny and hokey. I don't think they took the source material seriously. And I think that's the biggest thing, that they didn't take it serious. Especially with the little stupid one-liners and stuff that they were throwing in there. Kung Lao looked like an idiot. Even the moves they were doing were just ridiculous. And then you get the mark and then you get superpowers. It was inconsistent.
Lasers are better than fireballs.
Kano's thing was he had cybernetic implants. Jack's, like, some ancient monks grew metal arms. That didn't make any sense. No. Better luck next time. Take the source material a little more seriously. Don't interject your own thinks and feels of it. Do a YouTube search for Mortal Kombat video game movie, and you'll see, just sit through the 10 hours of cutscenes and superior content that is the Mortal Kombat video games. Ed Boon did your job for you. All you had to do was take what he already put out there.
Yeah, and they're redoing the whole games now. So, like, all you have to do is just maybe take the either MK9, MK10,
mm-hmm.
and follow that. Like, people are already aware of the character. Like, you don't need to introduce a new character for no reason other than the audience needs to have questions answered. But for me, I'm going to give this a 3. Like, this movie, they were going to ask money, $15 going to the theaters for this. No. And again, I would have walked out. And I probably would have demanded a refund because this movie should have been successful. But then you have to realize this is WB. They don't make good decisions at all. I think this also has me worried about the Dune movie. And my man Oscar Isaac.
No, I'm not worried about that. Didn't even know.
He's been inconsistent to me lately, but I'm concerned about that. I mean, even with this, he was upset that they were talking about dual release theater online. And I think this should just have only been online. It should not have come out in the theater, regardless if there was coronavirus or not. Because paying for this movie would have been atrocious. Just to see the end result of mediocrity to see that in the theater, live action. You can go watch the cutscenes, mm-hmm, in game cinematics for the past couple of games. They are a good story. And even Injustice, just watch all that like back to back to back to back to back to back. That is some good storytelling. It's effective. Them to get a more or less a first time director, but to get him on a major property, a first time director on a major property, to come off with something that utterly like forgettable. Mortal Kombat came out, fine. I'm not thinking about this movie 3 months from now. I'm not going back to watch the 7 minutes of Hiroyuki Sanada and the dude that played Sub-Zero. I'm not going back to see that. I'm done. I'm done with Mortal Kombat and live action. That's the Beastgate Podcast. Big Mike Busta Beats. Thank you, man.